Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Been an interesting program so far. I want to go back a little bit. We had Andrew Boucher on from John Kasich's campaign talking about the delegates and how that's going to play an important role at the Republican convention. In tracking the delegates, if you're not familiar, please do get familiar. On April 30th, the caucuses are going to be held in your congressional districts. Go to MassGOP.com. That's MassGOP.com. Look to find out where your caucuses are going to be held. If there is one event that I would encourage everyone to attend would be these caucuses events. They're going to play a vital role in who's going to be the next president of the United States. And as Andrew Boucher from John Kasich's campaign explained this morning, up and down the ticket, these choices are going to have ramifications. And I thought he brought up a very huge point, Terry, is if Donald Trump is at the top of the ticket in the Northeast, you know, and on the presidential campaign, down the ticket, people running for state senate and state rep, and I have my hand in the air, are going to be affected by that as well. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly. Now, realize that these caucuses are for folks that are registered. As the ones we've been referencing on April 30th are all the Republican caucuses. I'm not sure when the Democrats are holding their caucus to elect their delegates.
I thought it was either yesterday or today.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, it was recently. But the process is the same. If you're an unenrolled, by the way, you can't attend those caucuses. I don't know about the Democrats' caucuses, but the Republican caucuses will require a voter ID. So they will have a list of the registered Republicans in whatever district, congressional district. So it does go by your congressional, and that's your U.S. Congress congressional district. So, for instance, you know, John and I are in the 5th congressional district, and that's 24 towns and cities in the Commonwealth. So fairly large geographical district. And a very interestingly gerrymandered a district that goes all the way from Cambridge to Holliston. So, and it's primarily Middlesex County, but there are some Suffolk and Worcester County. Actually, Southboro, I think, is in Worcester County. So it's April 30th. Look up, go to massgop.com. It can tell you. But that's your choice to select your delegate to go to the convention in Cleveland if you are a registered Republican voter, and IDs will be checked. So if you aren't certain of where you're registered to vote and you want to participate, go to your town hall and check it out. And it's too late to change, by the way, because you had to have done that in February. So I think February 10th was your last opportunity to register to vote as, in this case, a Republican or the Democrats were actually had the same state deadline. So it's going to be a very interesting process, but these are the people that really will have an impact, especially if we go to a second or third or fourth ballot. First ballots are pretty much formed by the results of the primary. But very important, if you really want to, this is as important as going to your local town meeting because this can set the tone. If you don't like Donald Trump, here's an opportunity to get somebody who shares that. Or if you love him, same thing. Find somebody. Or if you like John Kasich, or even if you like somebody that's not on there anymore, there may be a chance. Who knows what the opportunities will be by the time you get to a second, third, fourth ballot, although probably won't do that. But
No, you never know.
You never know. It's interesting times.
Let's talk about the important piece. People who have dropped out of the presidential race who do have delegate counts. That's going to play an important role. And what is the law of how and where those delegate votes can go?
Well,
like Marco Rubio, for instance.
Well, on the Democratic side, O'Malley dropped out and had exactly zero delegates.
Well, that's easy math. That's easy Common Core math.
So right now it's, you know, Hillary Clinton is the leader at 1,756 delegates and Bernie Sanders at 1,068. So, and then they're uncommitted of 158. But A little more interesting on the Republican side. Donald Trump has the lead there of 743. He needs 494 more, so he has to win 57% of the remaining 867 delegates.
It's possible.
Well, 57%, those aren't terrible odds. But Ted Cruz has a more uphill battle. He needs 705 delegates. He has to win 81% of the remaining delegates.
Not going to happen.
And then, of course, our friend John Kasich, who's still in the running, mathematically impossible for him to be on the first ballot. He can't.
He won't be. And the game plan is to not be. And he's running the role of spoiler because the convention's held in his home state. And he's hoping that home field advantage helps him out on second or third ballot.
Yeah, well, there's some interesting things here. Marco Rubio has actually more delegates than John Kasich. Marco has 171 delegates, which he's not released.
But here's the thing. If you're a smart politician, and Marco Rubio is, he makes a deal with Kasich and says, listen, I'll support you on the second ballot. Kasich says, give me your delegate votes because it just sways the momentum and it gets the press talking about it. And all of a sudden, you've got a Kasich-Rubio on the ticket for the second ballot at the convention. New game.
It would be.
It would absolutely
be a new game. Or, you know, Rubio could say to Ted Cruz, you know, Ted, I'm going to throw you my delegates, my 171, and he would be almost tied with the Donald.
Right.
In delegate count.
I don't see that as a likely one.
No.
I don't see Cruz and Kasich partnering up, but I do see Kasich and Rubio partnering up.
That's a possibility. But if I were Ted Cruz, I'd be talking to both of these guys about give me your delegates. Now, delegates, in that sense, I don't know if they could actually have to vote the way that Rubio or Kasich would want them to. I don't think they have to.
No, I don't think they have to.
So, and then there's only 32 uncommitted, and then there, you know, another, you know, 15 or 20 spread across the rest of the Republican field that has all that have all quit, basically.
Well, Trump's hit a rough patch lately, and in any campaign, you ride the highs and you ignore the lows, and it's a marathon race, and that's the reason it's set up that way to be a marathon. But coming out of New York next week, if Donald gets 50% of the vote, which I can't see why he wouldn't, it's back to the Donald Trump conversation all the time. The momentum is then regenerated, and it's on. And he then might, because the key is that he gets 50% of the vote in New York, because then he gets all of the delegates. It's not proportionally if he gets 50%.
There are a couple little twists and turns in there.
Not 49.9. He has to get over that 50.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And it's a huge deal, because then the math sways back in his favor, and there might not be a broker convention.
I don't think the Donald has picked up 50% in any state so far, has he?
He did he was like 49 here in
Massachusetts. Yeah, actually, Massachusetts, he received, I think, almost 50%, 49.45%, so close.
And that's why Donald wants Kasich to drop out, because every vote for Kasich is a vote that's not going to be for, you know, Donald Trump the way he sees it. I might question that math a little bit.
Yeah, but I think the reality is that Kasich is probably taking votes away from Ted Cruz rather than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
interesting. I think Kasich is enabling Donald Trump more than Ted Cruz, my view, and some other pundits that are allegedly smarter than me.
You have to wonder what is going on behind closed doors on the Hillary Clinton campaign. Lost 8 of the last 9 primaries. The FBI is going to interview Ms. Clinton. It's not getting a lot of play in the media, but there is an interview set up with the FBI and Hillary Clinton. Talk about losing momentum. I mean, she hasn't lost any big states, but let's talk about it. John Tessini was on our program last week, a big supporter of
Bernie Sanders.
And the author of The Essential Bernie Sanders. He made the prediction that Bernie Sanders could win New York. Going to be a game changer if he does.
I think so.
Hey, let's take a quick break here on WCRN 830. All Politics is Local. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the convention. And we're also going to talk about a Superfund site that I am very concerned about. You're listening to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.